On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Okay, so in Reno right now, 67 degrees. Man, it's too cold. I hate living here. There are people like that. It was cold overnight, 67 degrees, still a bit of chill in the air. Hello. I'm John Potter here until noon today. What a show we have. Producer Craig is in Carson City, man in the controls, which scares me. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Good morning. Hey, I just realized something.
What?
We've had fire, rain, earthquakes. Where's the plague of locusts? And we haven't had the hurricane. We haven't had a hurricane. Oh, you had a tornado, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, how could you forget the tornado?
It's hard to forget. I think we've had like eight of them, that, to my knowledge, that have been actually described as tornadoes.
I was actually going to come on the air today and say, man, it's been like a slow news week, right? nothing going on for days, folks. What's going on? Well, you killed that joke, but I'll save it for next time. Yeah, it has been a heck of a week weather-wise, and updating here constantly. I'm going to do that in a minute. First off, we have some great guests today. It's going to be a lot of fun, including one of the acts coming to the Carson Nugget. A name you may recognize, actually. She has a Wikipedia page. I always check the comedians when they come here if they're on Wikipedia. This lady is on Wikipedia. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun show to talk about there. I want to update you on the fires in a minute. We have an announcement for you. Actually, it's an invite. We just got word yesterday. Join KKFT for a special meet and greet and rally with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. You can chum around with Jim Jordan. I just saw him on cable TV yesterday. And with him, Republican candidate for 2nd District David Flippo. This is going to be August 29th. Let's see here. 14 days from now. That's the Saturday after next, two Saturdays away. On the 29th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City. Admission is free. To us, our loyal KKFT listeners, just bring your ID and meet your next congressman for the 2nd District, David Flippo, Saturday with Jim Jordan, August 29th at the Sunridge Golf Course Clubhouse at 3. That is really generous of 10th term congressman, founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and possible. They're talking about him being the next Speaker of the House if the Republicans don't do well in the midterms and they want to change there. Jim Jordan's name is top of the list for House Speaker of the House, Ohio's Jim Jordan. And for him to come to a golf course in Carson City to meet with you, honestly, and it is your chance, as the PSA suggests, to meet your next congressman, David Flippo. Boy, that sounds pretty confident there, doesn't it? So, okay, burned out on these fires. Some folks are literally. Here we go. The bug fire. By the way, there is, somebody asked me this, how to get its name. There is no town called Bug. This got its name from the California Inspection Station that you see on northbound Highway 395 as you enter California, just like the one on 80 near the state line. They slow down or they stop traffic.
Did you purchase any, did you purchase or obtain any plants? Any fruit, sir, ma'am? Okay, go ahead.
Last time I went through the one on 80, even before I started to say no, his hand went up to motion the next car in. A lot of people, it's like a rolling stop talking to this person.
Did you purchase or obtain any plants, any fruit, sir?
Why, yes. Can you pull me over and inspect my car, please? It's all very well thought out and very effective. But the anyway, 395 station is checking for fruit flies from, you know, catching a ride into California. So the bug fire started near there. And the reason they do this is if there's like a dispatcher and he wants to get fire crews to the right spot, bug fire, they know right away, the bug station. So, okay, enough frivolity here. Here are some updates. As of now, bug fire, significant progress has been made. Oh my God. 58% containment now. 58%. Thank you, brave firefighters. 58%. 2 days ago, it was 15. They got this massive thing over half controlled here. 58% from 15 in 48 hours. They've done an amazing job, haven't they? You can see this morning's update video from the fire agencies on Facebook. Personally, I don't know why Facebook is their primary place for these updates. Why are we putting this important information on Facebook? So many people are not on Facebook, and they do not want to be. So anyway, these updates, I don't know why they're not on YouTube. Is YouTube broken? So anyway, I tried reactivating my old Facebook profile, but then Facebook needed me to download the app to watch live video, which gives them access to basically all of your data. No thanks. Facebook sucks. I'd rather burn than go back to Facebook. I call it Faceplant. Faceplant, yeah. But the firefighters are our heroes. We know that for sure. And at last check, there are over 700 of these heroes, these angels, working to put out that monster. So here's the latest data. Bug fire, 58% contained, approaching 100,000 acres. Oh my gosh, that's over 145 square miles burnt. Lived here most of my life. I think this tops them all for Nevada. The Stallion fire, and by the way, you know, these two, the bug and the stallion, have gotten so big. You look at a map, they're not that far apart. That would be a nightmarish merge. I don't think anybody's asked if that's possible for them to merge. It just doesn't look like it, at least today. Stallion fire is now 74% contained. Outstanding. 74%. About 64 square miles burned. Talbot fire in the Tahoe National Forest, southeast of Donner Memorial State Park. More acreage burned. Still, they have a real handle on it. 91 acres burned, 40% contained. And the Eagle Fire, south of Gardnerville, just north of Topaz Ranch Estates, containment is at a glorious 70%. 148 acres burned there. That has been a really tough one because of the incredibly steep, rugged terrain and all the vegetation there. They have had to fight this one mainly from the air. Lots of bucket drops. Anyway, I know that they are likely not listening to me right now, but my heart is with these amazing people. They are angels, heroes, and seeing all the messages from people on Nextdoor in Reddit, not Faceplant, and many of them asking, what can we do to say thanks? Brings a tear to my eye. But I can tell you from living here like forever, people bring cold drinks, you know, the Gatorades to the fire stations or even the command posts if they allow you up there. They bring those cold drinks there. They always do it with these big fires. It's a wonderful thing to see, isn't it? NV Energy crews repairing those damaged power poles and getting the power back on. You are. You crews are too often ignored people when the thank yous come out. We had several days of close to 2,000 homes and businesses without electricity. Today, it is 326 without power in Washoe County, which is a huge county. In Douglas County, 23 without power now. NV Energy this morning says all power has been restored to those affected by the Bug and Stallion fires. The only road closures from that I see now are Winnemucca Ranch Road. It's closed right before the Moon Rock turnoff. Yeah, can't get to Moon Rocks yet, guys. Red Rock Road at Bird Springs Road and Clydesdale Drives are closed off at those two spots. Alpha Avenue and Mount Anderson Streets at the Stead Airport closed. And Antelope Road, where it goes from pavement to dirt. These are way north, lightly traveled roads in those areas. And before I end the fire talk, there is a red flag warning starting at noon for those poor folks in Idaho where they have had fires. Oregon has had fires. Washington has fires. There's like 50 wildfires in those three states alone. What happened to the TV news was interested in them in the Pacific Northwest, those fires for like 2 days, but I haven't seen a thing all week about these mega blazes. Now, Fox News, that was on the radio here just 17 minutes ago, they had it. That's the first time I heard national media saying anything about these Pacific Northwest fires all week. Lots about the Columbia earthquake all week. Nothing about the thousands of people burned out of their homes in the Pacific Northwest. All right. Well, you're listening to a survivor of ageism in the workplace, John Potter. Well, I just realized that people born in 2000 are now 26 years old. What is going on? It's 9:18. All right. Text us. Text line 775-884-9910. I'm going to make some coffee. You just relax, okay? No heavy duty stuff here. We're going to have some fun. We do this every Saturday, 9 to noon. Coming up, another Fox News update 12 minutes away. Then Greg Neft has local news. It's all right here. Local live talk. Yeah, I'm pretty live. Okay. Okay, on FM 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:18.
Is FM Talk.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Traffic wise, no problems at the moment. No slowdowns. I checked the cameras. Yes, I'm one of those evil flock camera users. But it looks great out there. Temperature's great. Speaking of traffic, I had this conversation with a listener at my Starbucks last Sunday morning, and we got into telling our bad traffic stories. I mean, people love doing that. Talk about the goofuses that what they did on the road in front of them. I got plenty of stories. I'm not going to bore you about those. But, you know, they love talking about the drivers on the road who did this to him and or her, and that driver who did that to me. And this guy, he finally says to me, it's all going to get a whole much better, because forget about the, you know, fixing things like the Highway 50 interchange with Carson City 395 and 580. There was somebody asked NDOT about that, or no, it wasn't NDOT, somebody else who's in the know. And they said, well, if you want to do it, it'll take 11 years. All right. Instead of that, this guy tells me that traffic is going to get all this much better once everybody, he says, are in self-driving cars. I personally refuse to accept self-driving cars until they make printers that work. Okay. And he said, we kind of back and forth, not an argument, but he said the technology, John, has long been ready and printers work exactly how their companies want them to work. Yeah, they make you buy expensive ink and a new printer every couple of years, which prompted a belly laugh from the barista. All right, we had some primaries this month. Last week, I think the biggest was Michigan. We had a few this week. I don't really pay attention. But Michigan was the one people paid a lot of attention to. You know, there's this gentleman who's very progressive, very socialist, and he went up against some lady who's supposed to be one of these moderate Democrats. And this gentleman, Abdul Al-Sayed, won. He is now the Democrat nominee for the United States Senate out of Michigan. And, you know, the Democrat voters of Michigan, they decided what they want. That's their business, who they choose. But there's a narrative, if I could, for half a moment, of politics that I'd like to reject. I try to keep politics out of the weekend show, all right? But there is a narrative that there is a fight going on for the heart of the Democratic Party, that you have socialists who are the wild-eyed lunatics, the extremist fanatics who are taking over the party from the calm, mild-mannered centrist Democrats, and that there is something of a revolution going on. It's as if there's a fight. I heard somebody say this on TV. There's a fight for the steering wheel of the family car. Which direction will the party go with a steering wheel? And I recognize we've been told that over and over again, but as I think about it more and more, I just don't believe it turns out to be true. The fight is not for the steering wheel. The fight is for the gas pedal. The issue with the Democratic Party is not the destination. The issue is, how fast do we get there? And, you know, you have the so-called extremists, and they want to, you know, get there to socialism at 60 miles an hour. And then you have the so-called centrists who are taking their party and our country to exactly the same place, though they're a little bit lighter on the gas. They're going like 30 miles per hour. And the wild-eyed Democrats, they haven't taken over the U.S. yet. The moderate middle of the road Democrats, they've been in charge. And look where they have put America so far. So the fight isn't for the steering wheel. The wild-eyed folks and the calm, respectable moderates are all going to the same place. It's just a question of how fast. And I'd say that where the moderate Democrats have taken us thus far in this journey already is just about ruinous for the country. In California, you know this. You look at Nancy Pelosi or Governor Newsom. Their policies are patently socialist, and we also would agree that they have been demonstrably ruinous to that state. California is in many ways fundamentally socialist, and most of their social and political ills arise from that fact. They're already pretty effed up, okay? Can I say that? So many of their problems arise from crap that has been shoved down by moderate Democrats, right? A fanatic Democrat is someone who stabs you, if I could illustrate, with a 12-inch knife. A moderate Democrat is somebody who stabs you with a 6-inch knife. That's it. Either way, you're stabbed. Either way, you're screwed. Can I say that? And so this narrative of who gets a steering wheel, it just creates this impression that in this mix, there are good guys, and that the good guys are the moderate Democrats. And, well, the moderate Democrats would like you to believe it. I just don't happen to. And it all boils down to that old saying, it doesn't take very much urine to ruin a perfectly good milkshake. Can I say that? And as you decide which Democrat you prefer, the so-called moderate or the so-called socialist, you're really only arguing about how much urine is in your milkshake. Okay, my argument, I know you're having breakfast. Just one more minute. My argument would be that any amount of urine is in a milkshake is unacceptable. I can't let go of this thought here. And socialism to any degree, at any pace, is likewise ruinous to a society. And again, nobody's arguing over the steering wheel. They're all going the same place. The only question is how fast. I just want a different destination. We need to take America to a place where liberty, freedom, peace, and prosperity are valued, and not the whole collectivist nonsense where the government is the most important thing. And say what you will, I actually vote for the person, not the party. I do. I'm one of those. And I've had bad reactions from people when I say that. You know, when I go against this idea, of this monolith, and it's disappointing. Nevertheless, I am a proud moderate, no wars, get tough on crime, and responsibility conservative, a civic Republican with some beliefs in Hamiltonian republicanism and Christian democracy. I'm a Nixon Republican, the conservative who actually conserved things, Nixon, by signing the Clean Air and Water Protection Acts. He signed Marine Protection Act. He formed or approved or signed to form the EPA. Before him, folks, I was around. Rivers were cesspools. Lake Erie was on fire. The bald eagle was going extinct in the lower 48. The forests were dying from acid rain. The highways were garbage dumps.
Oh, John, well, you know, both houses of Congress passed those.
Nixon, they say, Nixon did only agreed grudgingly. Yeah, well, I don't care if a president does things grudgingly or not. What matters is he does them. All right, 9:30. I won't say the word urine anymore this morning, I promise. Maybe when I get home. I don't know. Fox News is next. Local news with Greg Neff next. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Look at this. We're still in the 60s in Reno. 69 degrees. I hate the cold here. This town sucks. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. And with me, Derek Lee for his segment, BrainHealthFormulas.com, your lab and store in South Reno, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnology, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Not open today, though. Tomorrow? Monday?
Monday. Monday for sure.
Monday for sure, Derek says. What are the hours?
9 to 5.
All right, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. I took my Dopexil today. I take that before the show starts. I go home. I listen to a little bit of it. I can't stand hearing my voice, but I suffer for you folks and to check it out. And I think, well, how did I think this up? How did I, like, the political discussion I just did where I talked about mixing urine in a milkshake would never come to me without your products. So thank you, Derek. Thank you very much.
Well, it sounds like
one of the positive things that these products do. No, it wakes up your brain. It doesn't give you the caffeine jitters at all. But I feel like I got two brains going here and they're working at full speed.
That's great.
That's Dopexil. More than Dopexil. What would you suggest for me to feel like I have three brains?
You know, the Restore and Dopexil is probably the best
combination. I take the Restore every morning.
Yeah.
So
so that's something that no matter what someone's age is, those two combined seem to transform just about everyone. And it's really fascinating. And the biggest driver of all of our products, everything that's in a capsule form, is the amino acid complex, which is based derived from plant compounds. And so anytime we can have an organic amino acid or extracted from plant compounds, that enables it to pass through the blood-brain barrier. And so majority of all amino acid profiles, amino acid complexes available in the market today are not from natural compounds. They're synthetic compositions, which means they don't necessarily benefit the brain. You might feel like it's benefiting the brain. However, it's benefiting from a stimulation place versus a beneficial place or a functional place. And so I believe ours might be the only one on the planet even that actually is very long chain. And anytime you have a very long chain amino acid complex that's derived from plant compounds, then it has the ability to not only pass through the blood-brain barrier, but it acts as a messaging device and a building block at the same time. So we have this amino acid complex in every single formula we have, which drastically improves and increases the efficacy of anything that it's paired with. And so this is what sets our company away apart from every other manufacturer on the planet, is we can activate the brain. We can activate the brain in a natural amino acid way. And so this is why all of our formulas just work.
It's all about getting past the brain barrier.
That's right. That's the
blood-brain barrier.
That's the key to all of it.
We never heard about the blood-brain barrier of not until what? Before you showed up.
The last 10
I never
years,
heard of it.
The last 10 years,
oh,
really,
10 years? Okay.
Has been really big, been a big push, because that's the problem with pharmaceuticals, is they can't get pharmaceuticals to get past the blood-brain barrier. So in the last 4 or 5 years, pharmaceuticals decided, oh, we can just punch through the back of the brain and inject something into the brain, having a needle go through the blood-brain barrier for people with something like arthritis. And so that might cost you like $25,000 out of pocket, and you need to do that a couple times a week. And then a couple once a quarter, and they found that to only be 25% effective. So there's it's a big wild card. So not only do you have to take that big risk, but you also have to be concerned about getting a bacterial infection, a fungal infection, because anytime you punch through that blood-brain barrier, opens up the door for the brain to get an infection.
I learned so much from you. You are introducing a new service this morning.
Yep.
Using your bioresonance biofeedback scanner. The service sounds brilliant, actually. What do you have a name for this new service?
We're just going to call it the parasite/microorganism scan. And so we put this together because it's arguably what compromises all of us. And so what we've done is we've put together a component of each and every aspect of the body that gets compromised, not even as we age, but if we have an autoimmune disorder, if we get sick and we can't really get through it, then some part of our body is compromised. And so modern science, modern medicine, they do a blood draw. They will extract, they will look in our blood for a bacterial infection, a fungal infection, parasite invasion. They will test our fecal content, and those are the tests with it, maybe a urine analysis, and that's how they test to see if we have any bugs in our system. What we do is we can measure the cellular function that's non-invasive. You put on a set of headphones, and it measures electrical conductivity. So it measures the energy and vibration of a cell. And so our program can actually do that without drawing blood, without testing urine, without testing your fecal content. And so we've chosen 9 different components. We test the nervous system. We test the capillaries, which is how we distribute oxygen and nutrients from the arteries. And so so far we found the nerve bundle and the capillaries. Those are the 2 significant components where everyone has some type of microorganism. And so those are 2 things we focus on. We also look at the scalp. The scalp, for people who are losing their hair, people who lose their hair early, people who have any scalp or hair issues, we can find microorganisms in the scalp, in the skin, in the wall of the bladder, for people who get up 1,000 times a night to go to the bathroom, for people who have lung problems, any type of asthma, COPD, emphysema, we can look at the lung tissue to find out if there's any microorganisms affecting their lungs. The tissue of the liver, for anyone who has liver fibrosis, liver cirrhosis, any liver problems, we go and look at the tissues of the liver, and we can actually find out if there's any microorganisms involved with compromising liver. And the last 2, one's the wall of the heart. We can measure the wall of the heart, the tissue of the heart, and we also look at the gray matter and the white matter of the brain. And so what we do is we scan it. It takes about 5 minutes to scan everything. Then we print all the microorganisms that are in each of these tissues, and we'll give you a decoding paper that says, okay, if you have candida is a type of fungus. It's not supposed to be in the brain, but you have fungus in your brain. You might have a mold in the brain. You might have a parasite in the brain. So we're going to give you all the data that shows what each of the microorganisms are. So you can take this home. You can do something with it or not, but at least you have the data as to why you might not feel good. You'll have the data as to why you may have just been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. And so it gives you a different perspective so you can see what actually might be the cause of what your new diagnosis is, or why you might have chronic fatigue syndrome, because these components that we're scanning for directly correlates to just about every single health issue. So even if, say, I thought we had the small intestine on here, but maybe we don't.
Your usual scan is full body.
Yeah.
With the bioresonance biofeedback scanner. This special scan centers on just 9 body parts.
Yeah.
for parasites or any microorganisms that you can find, bacteria, candida, fungus, mold, virus, and more. So I would bet it's a bit less expensive.
So yeah, it's only $60.
$60.
Yeah, that's all it takes. And so this is why we're doing this, is so people have the opportunity to see if they have microorganisms.
Oh,
and so then we can recommend. So then people could choose, if they want to, the parasite bundle can actually address the parasites, microorganisms, fungus, and mold. That parasite bundle will address all of it everywhere in the body. And so this way people will understand how their body's functioning. Just so people know, I'm not perfect. I don't have zero microorganisms in any of these tissues. I scanned myself this week, and in my capillaries alone, I have 95 different microorganisms, including like 7 parasites in my nervous system right now. And so just to give you guys a reference point, we all have them.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say, it's
the less we have, the more effective, more efficient we can actually function.
Well, maybe I don't want to hear the answer, but what percentage do you find of people have like fungus in the brain?
From everyone we scanned, I would say about 95%.
Good Lord.
And so, but these are the things that medicine's not going to show you. They don't know how to address fungus.
And then you'll have something that will treat these?
The parasite bundle will address fungus, mold, parasites. And so what we've found is just about every time someone has a fungus or candida overgrowth, parasites are going to follow. Parasites are going to be there because that's a food source for parasites. And so that all starts in the gut. And so the candida overgrowth is going to start in the gut, and it's going to weave through the cellular tissue, which evades our immune system. And so parasites are going to follow that because that's where they start, is in the gut.
All right. And after the scan, you can tell these people exactly what to take.
That's right.
Kill the parasites?
Yes. And so it might take a lot of time, especially if people are really saturated. And so, but you get to start. And you get to start taking control of your life. You get to start taking control of your health. And this is what we want to provide for people.
$60. Oh, my gosh, Derek. All right. Well, folks, you can make reservations by going on the website.
Yeah, you can call.
That's the easiest way, brainhealthformulas.com.
Yep.
And easy to find.
It's right on top.
Okay. Right on top. Check it out. We're going to come back with one more segment with Derek. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 946.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Current temperature in Reno is 70. We just broke 70 degrees. It's a beautiful day for a radio show. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon. And guest Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com for one more segment. We'll come back to the Bioresonance Biofeedback Scanner deal on parasites, microorganisms, $60 for scanning 9 body parts. But first, of course, your claim to fame are your products. So share some feedback that you've heard lately from some of your many products, Dara.
Well, some of the big ones are the Restore and Dopexol. People have switched from their antidepressants, anti-anxiety meds to Restore and Dopexol. That's what I get calls every week saying that I had to stop taking my anti-anxiety, anti-depression meds because it just dulls me so much. And so then they switch to Restore and Dopexol, and I feel great. My anxiety is gone. My depression's gone, and I just feel good. And
like, so do I.
Perfect. That's what it's all about, is just feeling good. Okay. And so that's one that's a constant. Every week people call and tell me the same thing, which is fantastic. I love the feedback. And so that some of the big things this week is from the Parasite Bundle. We had someone call me from Washington State this week and say, "Hey, Derek, I just wanted to let you know that for the first time in 50 years, my oxygen levels, that according to my doctor, my oxygen levels have reached 99 to 100% on from an O2 meter. And I have not had better than register from being able to measure my oxygen with an O2 meter, it has not been better than 92 or 93 my entire life." And so this is just from the Parasite Bundle.
From the Parasite Bundle, which is what, 4 or 5 products,
It's 3 products. It's the Parablast, the Parabinder, and Miracle Liver. And so what that communicated to me is parasites or microorganisms has been affecting the communication from the brain to the lungs, from the brain to the heart. And so it's been able to improve that in a very short amount. It was less than 2 weeks.
We just got text. Derek, can you talk about your neuropathy product?
So there's
What is that?
So the parasite bundle also will deal with neuropathy. We also have something called Sloop 332, which disrupts candida overgrowth. I believe candida overgrowth is what the cause of neuropathy is. Sloop 332 more specifically gets into the mitochondria. Mitochondria is how we is so Sloop 33. So the mitochondria chews up fatty acids. Fatty acids are what chains the fatty acids are a fungus or a chains is a candida overgrowth. So Sloop 332 activates our mitochondria to break up those chains of fatty acids, which is a fungus, and then we can actually repair neuropathy through Sloop 332. Parasite Bundle will also do the same thing, different routes, not through the mitochondria, more by repairing the gut and then repairing the entire chains of events starting in the gut.
So Sloop 332, that's S-L-U-P dash 332, yep. And use that in combination with?
You could use that individually by itself, or you could compound it with like something like the Parasite Bundle. Even pairing it with Restore is going to compound those effects.
How do these parasites, the candida, the fungus, how does all that get in our body in the first place?
Well,
what do we avoid from now on to avoid the parasites?
You can't really. That's the problem. So
they come from food or what?
Majority of it comes from food. What I've recently found is just walking barefoot in soil and sand, even walking into the beach, their parasites in the sand and in the soil can walk right through your skin. And so this is where pinworms, I don't know if hookworms, but there's a lot of different parasites that can go right through your skin. You'll never feel a thing. And so people can research that if you don't believe me, but I've read that through several articles because I didn't believe it either. And so, yeah, it's that simple. It's they can walk, they can crawl right through our skin.
All right. If you just joined us, folks, Derek's introduced a new service using his BioResonance biofeedback scanner. This one scans 9 body parts for microorganisms. If you make an appointment for this, the whole process, well, the scan is 5 minutes, but Derek will go over the results with you and recommend to you what to do. So set aside a half hour for that, but it's only $60, and you can make the reservation at brainhealthformulas.com, and then you go to Derek's lab and store in South Reno, the Biotechnologies store. It's 780 Smithridge Drive behind Trader Joe's. Okay, anything else, Derek?
Yeah, so we also along with improving oxygen function or oxygen capability, oxygen blood flow, we've also had people call in and say, hey, Derek, you know, I just want to let you know that my erectile dysfunction has completely changed since taking the Parasite Bundle. And so what that communicates to me is we're starting to repair the prostate, the entire reproductive system.
The parasites interfere with the erectile dysfunction. I hate those parasites.
They're everywhere. It's disturbing how much they actually affect every aspect of us. And so, yeah, they're in the prostate. They're in the testicles. They're in the urethra, male and female. We see them all the time. And they really disrupt all electrical transmission. And so if you're having health issues, there's a high probability candida overgrowth, fungus, mold, and parasites might be the actual cause of all of it.
And how do you see them? You use sound waves?
It measures energy and vibration. And okay. So energy has to do with fluid dynamics. Vibration is how that signal vibrates off of cells. And so that's how it measures. That's how it measures the health of a cell, is using how much fluid's in a cell, and how that cell vibrates is how it measures everything. And so how the cell's vibrating, actually they can tell the type of microorganisms also compromising the cellular tissue.
How long are you going to offer this special parasite scan of 9 body parts for $60?
It's not special. We're going to just keep doing it. We're going to provide it as just so people have the awareness, so people can, because if it's in any of these body parts, it's going to be in a lot of other areas. And so these are 9 things that we found that if it's in any of these, it's going to be in a lot of other areas. So If it's going to be in any of these areas, it's also going to be in your intestinal tract.
Well, if, you know, they're so common and everything.
They are.
What's the real danger? I mean, they're not going to kill you, are they?
They can compromise your memory. They can compromise your heart. They can compromise your lungs. They can be the cause of COPD, emphysema, asthma. They can be the cause of thyroid disorders. They can be the cause of kidney failure. They can be the cause of liver failure. They can be the cause of cancer. So they can't kill you, but they can definitely influence everything.
The things you just mentioned happen for a reason.
That's right.
There's something in the body that does trigger something like
that. That's right. And so we believe that this can at least be able to demonstrate what the potential cause is. And so I even believe that dementia and Alzheimer's might be the basis of that. Same thing with Parkinson's, MS, because something like ivermectin, they've shown studies that ivermectin can regenerate the myelin sheath, which is the primary function of the nervous system. And so whether ivermectin can actually regenerate the myelin sheath or not, what it does say, communicate, is it neutralizes the threat, which then enables the body to be able to regenerate the myelin sheath on its own. So parasites might be the cause of all neurodegeneration.
Set up your appointment, folks, at brainhealthformulas.com. Again, look for the Scan 9 body parts on the website there. What, front and center at the top?
Right at the top. Yep.
Right at the top. Do it. $60. Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, John.
All right. See you next Saturday. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to break for Fox News next. And then we're going to talk about your bones. Osteoporosis. Okay. For one segment. That's up next. 99.1 FM Talk.